is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time now for 360 Prosperity with Maria Martinez. Maria is a human potential and wealth activator who helps you access your full potential to find happiness. She has the unique ability to clear anything blocking you from stepping into your greatness. Get ready to experience a catalyst for change. Here's Maria now.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome. Happy New Year to all of you. So exciting to be here with you. Perfect time to create new. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And that's what the show is about today, to create the new version of you moving forward. And what does that mean to you? So these are the things that we're going to think about in the next 20, 30 minutes as we move forward through the process of creating the new version of you, the new vision of that who you're becoming, who you wish to embody, that is transforming your environment and creating your new reality. So I'm very, very excited for all of you that are here and all of you that are listening to the replay. So let's go ahead and begin. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you're inhaling, you're coming into the space. So you're allowing yourself to leave all the heaviness, all the density outside, creating a sanctuary for yourself, coming into a container of infinite possibility. In this container of infinite possibility, you're coming in with a clean slate. You're completing all that was, accepting all that was, and allowing all that could be. So go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. So all your worries, all your concerns, you want to take a deep breath and put them aside for now. So when we are doing this, when we're putting our worries aside and all our concerns, we're allowing our focus to move into a different direction, so to focus on something else. Wherever your focus, attention goes, that's where your energy flows. So if this past year, 2021, was difficult or hard, or there were a series of struggles and challenges, if you continue to focus on that, that's what we're going to create. So we want to move away from that. We want to leave what was, complete that, say thank you to it with gratitude, and then create a new blank space. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So as you move forward, you'll recognize this. I am the master of my destiny. I am the mighty creator. I'm co-creating every day with God, Source, Universe. I am co-creating every day with the people around me. I am co-creating in my environment. So you're an equal participant in the life that you've lived. There is no blame. There is no fault. It's just what is. So if you can take a deep breath and step back and observe yourself, see yourself, understand that, then you can step back in without judgment. You can step back in and say, I got it. I created that. I created challenges. I created disappointments. I created things not going my way, sabotage. I am the mighty creator. So what if I change the course of all of that? What if in this new year, new blank space, clean slate, I was more effective and efficient in creating my next ideal life? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and just see how that feels for you. So we're stepping into responsibility. We're not blaming anyone, including ourselves. It's just what is, what was, without any attachment. And if we can accept that we contributed to that, that we created that from wherever we were, whether it was unworthiness, feeling not enough, whether it was feeling lack, feeling unloved, feeling unworthy, whatever that was, wherever we created that, we can also create something very different. So what we want to focus on is that something very different. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And go ahead and step back and observe your life this last year, 2021, without judgment, just observing. Notice the events in your life. Notice the decisions you made. Notice the direction you took. Notice how it all worked out. Notice the role that you played in each of those situations. So that is an indication to you that you are the creator. You created those results. So what if, now moving forward, you came into this year and moved forward through this year as that conscious being, at that level of consciousness? What if you move forward and had the awareness of everything that you were creating, and you could easily shift the trajectory of everything that was happening around you because you recognized that you are creating, and you saw, you could observe when you were moving out of alignment, and then moved yourself back in. What would that look like for you? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So now that you understand that the pen is in your hand, and that in front of you is a new chapter of your book, and that is up to you, everything is up to you. What you think, how you feel, the actions, the behavior creates your reality. So take a deep breath. Drop into your heart. Lift the pen. And now bring it down on your new chapter, that open book of your life, that beautiful canvas, that blank canvas. What are you going to create now? What is next for you? Take a deep breath. What is next for you? What is that which you desire? When you ask, you receive. When you ask, the universe moves, orchestrates, to bring you what you desire. So what is that for you? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You are writing your vision, which includes your goals, your dreams, your desires, in every area of your life. So what does your career look like? What does your personal life relationships look like? What does your money situation look like? What does your health look like? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and take your time. You're writing a letter. You're painting a picture. You're declaring it to the universe. You're moving into that intention, into that alignment of, I deserve more. I am worthy of more. I deserve to live a beautiful, wonderful life. I deserve to have all that I desire. I deserve to feel healthy and blissful. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and begin to write. You can write it out in front of you or just see it in your mind's eye. As you write it in front of you, you can come back to it. You can come back to the energy, the vibration of it. So I recommend that you write it out in front of you. But if you don't have a paper, that's okay. You can still feel into the energy, see it in your mind's eye, and you can still come back to it. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. So you're giving yourself the opportunity to design your life. You're giving yourself the opportunity to carve out your path. You're giving yourself the opportunity to open new doors, doors of opportunity and possibility. You're giving yourself the opportunity to create what's in your heart. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now that you have something written down, expand from there. Sometimes when we ask, we may feel guilty, we may feel limited, or we may limit what we're asking. So go ahead and remove all limitation. And notice if anybody's coming into your field, maybe your parents, your grandparents, other authority figures, significant others. Sometimes we learn that we're not able to ask, we shouldn't ask, it's not okay to ask, that we should be content with what we have, or that if we ask, then we are being greedy or selfish. Let's delete and uncreate all of that, and let's also delete and uncreate and send the energy back to where it came from. It's not ours. And make your own decision. I am worthy. I am worthy of having. I am worthy of receiving. I am worthy of the universe supporting me. I am worthy and deserving of the universe orchestrating and bringing to me all that I desire. I am worthy of feeling good in my body. I am worthy of feeling aligned in my body, in my life. I am worthy of joy and happiness. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. One more deep breath. now, amplify it even more. So if you ask, let's say that you wrote in something about money, and let's say that you said $100,000 more or $100,000 as my income. Go ahead and amplify that 3 times, 5 times, even 10 times, and just see where it is. So there's a couple ways that we manifest. So one, we manifest when we align our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and we become very congruent and aligned with that which we desire. That's a very powerful way to manifest. The other way to manifest, which is actually very similar to what we describe, is raising your vibration to match that which you desire. And sometimes that requires some inner work, like forgiveness work. It may require self-acceptance, self-love work. And we raise our vibration to allow ourselves to receive, to allow ourselves to have, to attract, to be supported. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And as you amplify your dream, notice how you feel your openness to receive and your willingness to manifest it. Remember, everything is up to you. You have the power, you have the ability, you have the capacity to create your reality. And the only person that is keeping you from having it is you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Now, what does that look like? What does that feel like? The new version of you, your upgraded life, the vision of you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and really feel into that. And notice if any reservations to being there or having it come in. Notice if any fears come in. Because sometimes when we dream big, fear pops in. And when the fear pops in, we interpret it as, oh, maybe I shouldn't do it. Maybe this is not for me. Or this is going to be too hard, too difficult. There will be some disappointments. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Or I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid that this is not going to go well. And then we sabotage ourselves. So notice what fears, what thoughts, what emotions are coming up. Notice if there's a part of you that says, I don't believe this, or this is not real, or this is not for me, or I don't think this is possible. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. We're going to clear, delete, transmute, transform. Clear, delete, transmute, transform. Clear, delete, transmute, transform. Go ahead and clear all of that. Transmute all of that. Uncreate all of that. Take one more deep breath. Now you can move to different areas. You can move to your career, your job, your business. You can move to your relationships, love, intimacy. You can move to your health, how you see yourself, how you see your body. You can move to your personal relationship with yourself. So bring all of this into your vision. Where do you want to be? What do you want that to look like? Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And then make it magnificent. Amplify it. Make it brilliant. Make it extraordinary. Bring in magic into it. ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. As you move forward, you want to live in miracles happen every single day, whether it's your health, whether it's your money situation, whether it's your career, whether it's your relationship. Miracles happen every single day. Believe in the magic. Believe in the universe. Believe that as you say yes to more, as you say yes to you, the universe will move mountains to bring you what you desire. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now notice how comfortable you are with this process. Are you very comfortable? Are you allowing other things to get in the way? Then you're sabotaging yourself. Are you focused on the things that you don't have? Then you're sabotaging yourself and you're still attached to the victim. Are you feeling joy and happiness? Are you connecting to possibility? Then you're allowing the flow to happen. You're in your flow. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Very good. Now, everything that you desire, bring all the magic to it, all the feelings, all the wonderful feelings, all the excitement and the enthusiasm, all the joy, all the happiness. See yourself in the middle of it all. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Bring in source light energy through you. And then see it going out into everything that you've brought in. You're blessing. You're activating. You're declaring. You're anchoring everything in into this reality. Go ahead and do that now. Very good. Very good. Bringing in more source light energy. Feel the vibration of source light energy coming through you. And go ahead and send it out as if you were in the middle and everything else was a petal. You being the flower and everything is an extension of you. Go ahead and let that light shine through. And go ahead and delete and uncreate any thoughts, feelings, and emotions that were low vibration or negative. Any fears, any doubts, any insecurities. Go ahead and delete and uncreate them. Cancel all of that now. Very good. Now let's do it one more time. Let's bring in source energy from above, coming through our crown. Beautiful, magical energy and extending to all the areas of our life, everything that we declared, everything that we brought into our vision. Healthy, happy relationship, happy, healthy body, successful career, businesses, abundance overflowing, feeling loved and supported, feeling aligned, happy, blissful, fulfilled, dreams manifesting into your reality. One more deep breath. And clear, delete anything in the way of that. Cancel, 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 cancel. Uncreate, transmute, transform all of it. Very good. One more deep breath. Now, go ahead and own it. I am, I am, I am, this I am. I am worthy and deserving of living my life. I am worthy and deserving of creating my life. I am worthy and deserving of creating my new reality. I am worthy and deserving of living my fulfilled life. I am worthy and deserving of manifesting my goals and dreams. I am worthy and deserving of living into my vision. I am worthy and deserving of embodying who I am. One more deep breath. And let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so. It is done. It is done. It is done. Take another deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So this is one that you want to come back to. You want to continue creating your vision. You want to continue anchoring your vision. You want to continue expanding and living into the magic of who you are. You want to do that as much as possible and maybe even have it part of your practice as you wake up in the morning, living into who you are, the truth of who you are. Embodying the light, the power, the beauty, the compassion, the confidence, the certainty of who you are, and creating from that space, creating from your truth. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Give yourself a minute to come down, come back into your body. And as you're coming down, see everything anchoring into your timeline. See everything happening in the now. You've brought everything that you deserve and desire into your timeline. You may even see a date attached to it or a date popping up wherever you're anchoring. Or you may hear it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'd love to hear your experience and any questions you may have about creating your new reality in 2022. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so it looks like we're ready for a question. Hi, Nicole.
All right. Lots of patch lines. Let's go to, I'm going to go to the ones with the hands up first just to mix it up a bit. 334, you're live with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Nicole Marie. This is Opulence. Hi, Maria Martinez.
Hi, Opulence. How are you? What's your question?
Not sure I have a question. I wanted to say thank you for the experience, the reaffirmation of the path that I'm on. I've been doing a
beautiful
lot of what you gave us today. And I also wanted to, and I may come up with a question, I also wanted to say that I had, the last time I spoke with you or listened to you, when I put your name in, Maria Martinez, it reminded me of the master, the clay master.
I said,
what a common name that you carry, because she is a master or was a master that is still, you know, affecting people on many different levels,
mm-hmm.
such as yourself now and will do in your future, even when you transition. And with that
mm-hmm.
said, is there anything that you can tweak for me that needs to be tweaked
mm-hmm.
as a task the greater.
Yeah.
Greaterness.
Okay, yeah. So there's just a little bit, I mean, I see a lot of energy moving around you, lots of beautiful colors. There's the indigo color that is actually your third eye and then also in your throat. And that feels like something is being activated there. Again, lots of energy moving around you. The area that we can open up more is your crown chakra because it feels like everything's moving around the rest of them. But the crown chakra feels like it can need a little bit more support. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And in terms of the vision that you have, it feels like it's all integrated. I see it coming into your field, so that's great. And by having a greater connection in your crown chakra, you're going to feel more aligned with yourself and more aligned with your vision and mission. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay. So we're just expanding, opening up your crown chakra so that you can receive more of your guidance, more of your the downloads that are meant for you, so you may have a better alignment and connection with source and your higher self. Okay, one more deep breath. Yeah, I see lots of gold energy coming in, and that's what we were working on today, your vision, your path. So the idea of today is also to move it forward toward you. So it's to actually bring it to you. And I see that moving forward. So that's great.
Well, I thank you so much for you being you and for what I have received from you. And namaste.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Namaste. Beautiful. Okay, that feels really good. How do you feel?
I feel energized, elevated, and on the path of my wholesomeness, greaterness, beingness,
nice.
Fulfillment.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, keep us posted. It sounds like something amazing is going to happen in your life. There are so many beautiful things, especially with that gold color coming in. It feels like some of the things that you've been working on manifesting are going to start manifesting very soon. Beautiful.
Received that. I know that to be.
Beautiful.
And I will keep you posted. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Opulent.
Thank you for calling.
Look forward to the update. Going now to next with their hand up, 516. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Area code 516. You're now live. Hello. Okay. Let's go to showing up as all ones. You're now live with Maria. What's your first name? Where are you calling in? Hello. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Melissa, Arizona.
Hi, Melissa.
It's been a long time. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, ma'am. Thank you so much for taking
Happy
my
New
call.
Year.
Yes, ma'am. I have two questions part. First question is that I will be able to retrieve some of my pets that I had. In person, not in spirit, in person.
Your pets? Is that what you're asking about your pets?
Yes.
Okay. What are their names?
Ernesto, Snow White, Bella.
Mhm. Okay. So it does feel like you'll be able to reconnect with them. So it kind of feels like it's a struggle at the beginning, but it feels like that's only at the beginning. But I do see them coming back into your life, all three of them.
What about Beethoven, Tiger?
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that, again, it feels like, again, that it's going to be initially of a struggle to reconnect with them, but it feels like one by one is coming back into your life. But the other question that is coming up, it's actually more from spirit, is creating the space for them again, creating the space for you to reconnect with them, whether it's emotionally or actually a physical space around you, to bring them back into your life. So, you know, that's something to think about if you don't have that yet or if you haven't created that space for them.
Okay, got it. That's really good news.
Mm-hmm. What was your other question?
Yes, please. I just want to ask you if does my mom and my stepfather remain married or do they end up separating or divorced? I mean, I'm thinking on their free will.
Right. Well, you know, what I'm seeing for them right now is that, so right now the relationship is sort of like a, more like a, it feels like it's, the intimacy part is not there. It feels like more like a partnership, kind of like they've been partners for quite some time.
Yes.
But, you know, they move from intimate to partners. And it feels like there's some unhappiness and they're not connected anymore.
True.
But it doesn't mean that they cannot reconnect anymore, but that's also a choice that they get to make. But it kind of feels like they don't know how to do that. Or they haven't found a way to do that. Do they, in the immediate future, do I see them going their own ways? I'm not seeing that at this point. So it doesn't, and I'm just seeing in the next, you know, in the next 3 months to 6 months. I'm not seeing them go their own way. It doesn't feel like that's what they want. I think it feels like they're trying to figure out if there's a way to get along better. It doesn't feel like they're seeking to reconnect at the intimate level. It just feels like, as partners, can they get along better? And can they make it work? And that's
good
where
news.
Their starting point is. Mm-hmm.
God is good. Thank you for...
Yeah. So the best thing is just to send them blessings, you know, send them blessings. And, of course, everybody has their free will, and they're going to do whatever they feel is best for them. And what you can do is just, you know, create the space for them to really connect to their heart and then make their decisions from their heart.
All right. Well, I hope that helps. Let us know how it goes. All the best to you, and keep in touch. Let's go to 814. 814, you're live with Maria. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi. My
Hi.
Name is Amy and
Hi.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My question is, do you see a person coming back from my past? That I was in a relationship with. Do you need his name?
If you want to give me his name, that would be helpful. But I do see somebody coming in, but it doesn't feel like it's to start a new relationship. It just feels like they come back into your life very briefly, and then they're complete. However, I do see new people coming into your life.
Okay.
So it feels like other people are coming into your life, but it feels like you're still healing, and that's why they're coming into your life, to help you heal, to help you move forward.
Okay.
Do you want to give me his name or?
Scott.
Scott. Yeah, I'm not seeing him at this point coming in for long term. It just feels coming back in. It does feel like it's complete. that it feels like he's coming to really complete things. And just, you know, just for you, something that may help you is that relationships are also meant for us to grow and to learn from so that we can become better and then also raise our own vibration and bring more love into ourselves so that we can truly find our complement. That person is that's going to bring the best out of us, support
okay.
us. You know, because happiness is really within us.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We work together, and I'm looking for new jobs, and this has been ongoing for years with me and him. And
mm-hmm.
he hasn't been talking to me for a couple months, but he really hasn't been talking to me, you know what I mean, like deeply talking to me for a long time.
Yeah.
So
right.
I just didn't know if when he finds out that I get another job that he will have a conversation with me or he's just going to hear from the grapevine that I got another job and then I'll just leave, you know what I mean, leave my
mm-hmm.
employment to go somewhere else.
Right. So he doesn't feel like he's coming back to start a new relationship with you. It feels like he's complete. Feels like, you know, whatever you had together, for him, it's not there anymore.
Okay, so he's not going to bother me or anything once I leave the job.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah. So best of luck to you.
Okay.
Yeah, and just, you know, doors, you know, one door closes and another one opens. Just remember that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Amy. Keep in touch and let us know how it goes. Let's give 516 another chance before I keep scrolling down here. 516, let's see if you're off mute. 516, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Nope. 516 is still down to the count. Getting worried about 516 now. 619, let's go there. 619, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Area code 619. Is my mic on? Can you guys hear me?
No.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Hello?
What's your first name? Where are you calling in
from? Yeah, this is Claudia. This is Claudia. I rarely get chosen, but thank you. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi. So I was writing down some stuff, and I just wanted to make sure. I was a little distracted, but was hoping we can, like, disconnect, making sure that what I wrote down was pretty much having good health, good reproductive system,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm on the right track. I did try to make my way feel, you know, get back connected, but I got a little distracted.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so I'm looking at your energy right now, and so the upper part of your body is really lit up. So we want to bring the light down to the lower part of your body, especially since you mentioned health and reproductive system. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And expand the light that's already connected to you. And then bring it, flow it down to your lower chakras and then down your legs all the way down through Mother Earth. And I'm just tuning in to your vision and everything that you wrote down. Okay, so I see lots of light radiating from there. But what I'm sensing from you, it's like a little bit of doubt, like saying I've asked for this before, or I know this is what I've always intended. So there's a little bit of doubt and skepticism. So let's clear and delete all of that, clear and delete all of that, clear and delete all of that. So remembering that you're creating in this new blank space, the past is past. So you just want to, you know, dive into the newness, dive into possibility, dive into you're the mighty creator. And whatever you declare and you're embodying and you're living and you're expanding within you, that's your new truth. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Yeah, so I sense warmth coming into your sacral area, and into your root chakra. Right, and take another deep breath and exhale. So the front of you now feels very lit, and I can see the light all the way down to your feet, but the back of you feels like cold and dark. So let's go ahead and extend it out the back of your chakras. And some of the thoughts are from the little one, you know, the little part of you that is still asking for permission. So go ahead and just give yourself permission to have everything that you wrote down in that paper. Give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to live your life, to create your life, to have all that you desire, your dream, your vision, your mission, to live into all of that. And to know that you're enough and that you're worthy of having it all. So I can see the back of you filling in as you expand the light and shining through the back of your chakras. There's just a little bit spot on the right back of you around the head. So I'm going to clear all of that, clear, 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 clear. Delete, delete, delete all of that, transmute, transform all of that. Very good. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And the energy that I saw earlier connected to, can I have this? Is this for me? Do I have the right to have this? There's some of that still floating around your heart space and around your throat. So there's a part of you that thinks that if you declare it, and if it doesn't happen, you're going to be disappointed. So let's delete, delete, delete what you're projecting into the future. So anything that is negative, anything that is judgment, anything that is skepticism or doubt, let's delete and uncreate. And keep in mind that you're living into the field of infinite possibility. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Okay, so I just saw like a ribbon coming in. So you're radiating in beautiful gold light, and I saw a ribbon of light blue coming in and surrounding you, and then moving all the way down to Mother Earth. Now go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and connect back to the vision that you have in front of you. So what I'm sensing is a greater level of connection to it and certainty. How do you feel?
I feel a sense of relief right now. And it just helped what you said to write down the worthiness. I did write that down towards the end, so it feels a little bit more comfortable. And
yeah,
I'm a little emotional, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little emotional, you know, reminding myself that I am worthy. So that's the life I do want to live. And I'm making that decision and I need to move forward.
Yeah, and this is what I was referring to, that we are the creators of our lives and that we're the only ones getting in the way. So we get to give ourselves permission to have it all. So go ahead and give yourself permission to have it all. Everything that you desire, you can have. You're telling the little girl, the little part of you, yes, you can have that. Whatever you desire is yours. You can have that. And that was the 5, the 8, the 12, a 16-year-old. Very good. So lots of different colors around you now. you feel more cohesive in your energy, in your light, your vibration, your aura.
Mm-hmm.
And also feel more grounded and connected to what you wrote in front of you. So this is a good practice for you moving forward. Just continue to connect to it and see how you feel about it. And then notice what feelings and thoughts come up and just cancel, cancel, delete, uncreate all of that. I can have it. I deserve this. I'm worthy of this. Yeah.
Thank you. Very good.
How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you. It's a great reminder.
Good. Very good. Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. I'm glad you got through today. And apologies to the rest of you. You won't be getting through today because we've got about a minute and a half left. So it's time for shameless self-promotion, Maria. What have you got for us?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. And yes, so moving forward, I'd like to create more space for more Q&A. So bring your questions for the topics around prosperity, health, everything that is you. So I'm excited to open up the space for more questions and addressing more of your concerns. And in the topic today, new you in this new year, I'd like to invite you to our new programs that are available now, Heal Your Goddess Temple, which is all about healing your body. Everything comes from within. So realigning your connection with mind, body, spirit, and activating your healing protocols within you, your consciousness in your body to heal at multidimensional levels, rejuvenate at the cellular level to allow your body to restore itself and heal itself. And we're doing it an organ system at a time. That program begins in January. So I invite you to join us for that. And the other program that is available now is Master Your Money. That's a mastermind in which we come together weekly and you'll have energy work as well as actual practices and opportunities as we'll be bringing in speakers in different areas to help you create more opportunities to create your wealth, generational wealth. So that is the intention of Master Your Money, to break through your money blocks and become a more savvy money manager for yourself and create your generational wealth. And you can connect with me through my website, 360 Prosperity, or here on the show to get more information. And I'm happy to share and happy to have you on that journey with us as we begin in January. Thank you, everyone. It's always my pleasure to be with you. And I'm excited for what's coming in 2022. For all of you and everything that you're creating. Many blessings to you all. Namaste. Bye-bye for now. Thank you, Nicole.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.